Well, we started this hour talking about the possibilities of creative seed breeding, and we'll finish it with a story about the hope that seeds may bring. 6 months ago, Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico. It's the worst natural disaster in the island's history, and the aftermath is one of the worst humanitarian disasters in American history. Nearly the entire island was without power or safe drinking water for months, and even now, half a year later, there's still 250,000 people without power. The storm basically destroyed the little local agriculture that was there, so silver linings are hard to come by in a situation like this, but there are some people who hope that an airlifted supply of seeds might give rise to a new generation of Puerto Rican farmers and gardeners. Daniela Cheslow has the story.
Okay, turn right.
I drive through the mountains of Puerto Rico with agronomist Viviana Medina. A few months after Hurricane Maria, it's striking to see leafy green trees towering above us. That foliage is all newly grown since the storm. We drive through a village.
We just passed a man walking by who was wearing a t-shirt that read, "On the pizza diet."
Yeah, a lot of us have been on the pizza diet after Maria.
The pizza diet because there was almost nothing else to eat for the first weeks after the storm. The hurricane knocked out electricity and refrigerators didn't work. Gas for cooking was scarce. Brick ovens were a hot commodity.
For pizza, you just need some yeast, some flour, and some water, and, you know, you're good to go.
In the first days and weeks after Hurricane Maria, the ports in Puerto Rico were closed and then backed up. And that is the primary source of food on this island. It's been that way for decades. In the 1940s, the territory industrialized as companies from the mainland U.S. set up factories here.
I think we've been very Americanized in Puerto Rico.
Viviana grew up here. When she decided to study agronomy at the University of California, Davis, there were some raised eyebrows.
My mom friends and some family members would be like, "Why don't you become a doctor? Why don't you become a lawyer? You've gotten such a great education. Like, why that?"
In recent years, Puerto Rico suffered through a recession. In these tough times, a tiny back-to-the-land movement took root. Some farmers who grew coffee and chocolate for export planted vegetables for the local market. A few farm-to-table restaurants opened in San Juan. Growers experimented with rice and beans, the staples of the island. The storm ripped up nearly all that local agriculture.
My aunt was saying, like, she felt like it was like an atomic bomb. You know, everything was wiped out. There was not even a leaf on a tree. It was pretty devastating.
Nuclear-scale devastation demanded a nuclear response, an airlift. Viviana and friends from UC Davis collected 10,000 pounds of vegetable seeds, mostly from a Connecticut seed company, and orchestrated their flight to San Juan. The plan is to get those seeds to farmers and gardeners across the island. We arrive in the village of Orocovis and wait at a Burger King. Here we meet David Matos. He's one of the 70 agricultural extension workers distributing the donated seeds with the University of Puerto Rico. We get in his car. David, can't you just buy seeds in a store?
Tan carísimas.
They're very expensive, he says. They're very expensive.
Allá en Santa Isabel, que tienen la tienda de store.
He said that there's few stores and they're on the other side of the island by the south.
That's a long drive for people living in an old age home, our first stop. We pull into a parking lot that's also a dump site for rusted fridges, crumpled zinc roofs, and torn mattresses. They were all destroyed in the storm. David and Viviana take two paper bags out of the car.
Cilantro, lettuce, cucumber.
And the flowers.
And flowers.
They walk into a cafeteria where 3 dozen seniors eat lunch. David tells the old timers to remember the gardening lesson he gave them. Make good use of these seeds. One woman interrupts David to hug him. Another one claps. It's Olga Maria Rivera Cartagena. She's 74. She says she can't find fresh vegetables in Orocovis, but she'll plant these seeds. Next stop is a school. Dalma Cartagena meets us in a field where she teaches kids to grow their own food.
Hola.
Hola.
She wears her long gray hair in a braid. A wide-brimmed hat hangs on her back. The hurricane splintered her greenhouse and ripped branches off the trees that arch above us like the walls of a cathedral. And I can't see this, but Dalma says the hurricane lifted a whole section of earth out of the ground, almost like a slice of sheet cake. That's where she started replanting.
Here, I plant vegetables because they are ready in a short time. It only takes 35 days to have lettuce. It only takes 60 days to have beans.
On our way out, we stop for gas, and David has to borrow cash from Viviana because there's still no electricity for the credit card machine. Nearby, workers hammer blue tarps on top of leaking roofs. People do their laundry outside, in a row of white washing machines connected to a generator. I wonder about the impact of vegetables compared to pressing needs like power and housing. I put the question to the head of the largest farm credit bureau in Puerto Rico, Ricardo Fernandez. He told me the hurricane damaged half the island's greenhouses, dairies, and barns, and the costs of farming have more than doubled. Short-term crops, like vegetables, are the easiest product to bring back.
Don't worry, be happy.
We pull up to a house. About a dozen retirees eat lunch outside.
Rice?
Sure, thank you.
Beans? De aquí mismo.
De aquí mismo, from right here, in the garden. Gloria Peña lives here, and she planted those beans just after the storm. She passes me a bottle.
That's pitorro, that's moonshine.
Homemade moonshine. Gloria and her husband Jose serve it at their gardening club. They meet once a week.
And we do the gardens in school, houses, people that wants to build their own garden.
They'll plant those donated seeds in the gardens. Jose and Gloria were born in Puerto Rico. They lived in Pennsylvania for about 30 years.
I did work in a railroad company, then I worked in a paper mill, then I bought a grocery store.
He and Gloria worked hard, often every day of the week. They had three kids together. And about 8 years ago, when the kids went to college, Jose and Gloria sold the business and moved back to the island.
It was gorgeous to live here, you know. It was beautiful. But now after Maria, it's a different story.
Everything looked so burned, you know, the trees were down. And it was just a weird feeling, like you were in the desert all alone, you know, with nobody else.
Hurricane Maria knocked out their electricity. It's still out. Jose and Gloria's garden was destroyed. Only yams and celery roots survived, and they ate those. Their kids couldn't reach them for 8 days. And when they did, they begged them to do what hundreds of thousands of Puerto Ricans have done since the storm, move to the mainland. You gonna do it?
Yeah.
No.
No. No, right now, no.
Why not?
We have a lot of fun here. We grew up here. We belong here.
I don't want the cold anymore.
But the hurricane did make them think about the way they live in Puerto Rico. Gloria shows me the garden, newly planted on a windy hill.
We have ginger over there, right on the side of the greenhouse. And then here there's tomatoes. I think that's an avocado tree there.
That little sapling?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The seniors celebrate a birthday. They sing and laugh. Old friends who started growing vegetables together as a hobby. Now it's also an insurance policy.
Daniela Cheslow is a multimedia journalist. Man, I have to say, incredible to hear that story and to hear the resilience and hope and humor in the voices of the people who are working so hard to rebuild their lives. And I hope you find some inspiration in those voices too. So that's our show for the week, but if I may, I'd love to encourage you to find an organization you admire doing good work in Puerto Rico and find a way to support them if you can. Thank you so much for listening.